From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Safety officials say it's a growing problem. Californians driving while under the influence of drugs more often than alcohol. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
More than 1,300 drivers agreed to provide breath or saliva samples at road stops in 9 different California cities. The Office of Traffic Safety says more than 14% tested positive for drugs, a little more than 7% tested positive for alcohol. While marijuana was the most common, drivers also tested positive for prescription and over-the-counter medications that can impair driving. The office's Chris Cochran.
We know that alcohol drunk driving statistics have been going down. Now this and other studies are showing us that drugged driving is going up. So we need to worry about that and educate the driving public and others about the problem.
The survey also found that nearly a quarter of drivers who tested positive for alcohol also tested positive for drugs. In 2010, 30% of all fatal car crashes involved drug-related driving. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
If Congress takes no action to avert the fiscal cliff, the federal extensions of unemployment benefits for Californians will end on December 29th. The California Employment Development Department says the federal extensions, as long as 73 weeks, have provided some $40 billion in benefits to jobless Californians over the last 4 years. The department's Lori Levy says about 400,000 Californians will face an abrupt end to the assistance.
One of the things we're doing is sending out notices to all those who are currently certifying for federal extension benefits. And in that notice will also be a list of resources that may be of assistance to them.
Levy says the federal extension benefits will end even for people who have remaining balances. California still provides up to 26 weeks of assistance for the recently unemployed. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.